Welcome to episode number 5 of the Speaking Podcast. The title of this episode is Start Young, and I actually recorded my son just for about 1 minute, just showing him how to do the podcast, but I'm actively trying to encourage him to speak when he gets a chance, and I just have a little chat with him. So what I'll do is I'll have another 5 to 10 minutes after that conversation, so I'll let you have a listen to my son, and be sure to subscribe. You'll find us on speakingpodcast.com. We're on Facebook group Speaking Podcast, and Instagram is also Speaking Podcast. So I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, I'm Bengal Kolan. I can read. I love you people. Goodbye.
So you're going to do the podcast with me today? Yes?
Yes.
And do you like to speak?
Not really.
No. But you did a play, didn't you? You sang in the school with all your friends?
Because that's my friends.
Okay, but you didn't know all the mammies and daddies that were watching, did you?
I don't understand.
Не вешь, скоро джина кто оглондаш, когда бивош там. You're going to drive the listeners crazy. You can't do that.
Ooh.
So, I've noticed you talk to a lot of people. If you go to the play area, you'll just walk up and talk to some stranger, no problem. Yes?
All right.
What's all right? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So talk to people. Why do you like speaking?
Hello!
What age are you?
You know I'm a lot.
Okay.
4.
4, okay. And when will you be 5?
In Christmas.
Ah. Okay.
What do you mean? Ah.
That means it's nice. So that's not so far away. Yes. So are you going to learn how to be a good speaker?
Not today.
No.
Tomorrow we can do it.
Okay, tomorrow we can do it. So say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
So welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the little chat I had with Daniel. I need to be careful and brush up on my skills so he doesn't take my position as the host. So what I want to do is, this week what I'm going to release too is, I just got some feedback from some younger listeners and basically asking to have shorter ones. They were saying, oh, I wouldn't have time to listen to 40 minutes or an hour. So I can just tell you a few things about that. One, I mean, obviously you can listen to the podcasts when you're at the gym, or if you're in the car, traveling public transport. And the other thing is, if you find that the time isn't great, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I'm actually able to speed up the time. So you can actually multiply it by 1.5, by 2, and with some forms you can even do it up to 3 times. And on the opposite side, if English isn't your first language and you need to slow it down, you can even do it at 50% of the speed. So I'd encourage you to do that. So based on that, I'm going to do a few snippets on things that might be of benefit. One is, in the clubs we have an A counter, and that's normally when people are using pause words and fillers, but you could use it for no matter what you're doing. If you're practicing doing a video recording or just on your Facebook when you're doing stuff, that you have either somebody holding up a sign if you're doing it live, so that you're conscious of it. Or the other thing is, when you're practicing, you can just have like a bell or something like that. And what we had one time in the club was a guy actually blindfolded himself when he was actually the A counter. And he said that it actually allowed him to be totally focused, because at times you can actually get distracted. So this might be of benefit to whether you're in a club or just practicing or whatever you're doing with your speaking. The other thing then is the timer. So in clubs, we have a timer always, but the same if you're doing a TEDx speech or if you're on stage, you have a scheduled time. And how it's done in clubs normally is, you have green, yellow and red. So you know exactly. So if you're doing a speech that's 5 to 7 minutes, the green will be shown at 5 minutes, the yellow at 6 and the red at 7. And in the clubs, you can have up to 30 seconds afterwards, after the red. But what I would encourage people is to always kind of be conscious of that and know, because sometimes people, they get cocky and they think they're more important. They might talk for an extra 2 minutes. I've seen people on stage taking an extra 30 minutes, but what they're actually doing is affecting either the whole audience for the next speaker so that he gets less time. So if you are going to be speaking, make it a habit of making sure you finish on time. Because if you start doing it from the start, you'll never have that problem later on. When I'm doing speeches, I get a lot of feedback always, and kind of people complimenting me and they like what they do. And what I like to do is actually speak from my heart. So when I'm doing a speech, I always think of the audience. I don't think of me just having to do a speech, or I need to complete a project or get a speech out. I always see, what can I say that will be of benefit to the people that are actually listening? So just try to think of it from the other side, and how you can impact people, what words you can use, a conclusion, the finishing, you know, what people can actually do based on what you've told them. And I think that actually helps. If you're looking for content for speaks, so if you're in a club and you have to do a lot of speeches, I find some people actually complain, oh, I can't think of what to talk about. What I would encourage is to start reading more. I read average 100 books a year, and you'll get plenty of content from that. Read books that are of topics that you enjoy, and then you'll read more, rather than forcing yourself to read. So I'll leave it at that. I don't want to have too long a call today. So I've put up some of my speeches on the YouTube channel, which is Speaking Podcast. You can contact us on roy@speakingpodcast.com. So if you have any questions, just reach out, right? You know, if there's any issues that you'd like to resolve, or you're, you know, want to know how to do a certain thing. If I don't know, I have plenty of people around that I can find out. So I can bring questions up on a weekly basis as well. You'll find us on Facebook and Instagram. So I'll have another show on Sunday. So thank you for listening, and have a fantastic day.